We beat you, Bondi. And number seven in the world is, we're going to talk about it, drum roll, and why,
roll,
and who are number one, two, three, four, five, six. Stay tuned about beaches in the world and the best ones. Hi, it's Anthony.
Hey.
Good morning, everyone out there.
We've come with some really fun news this morning.
Why does everyone love beaches so much? They are magical. They are beautiful. They are stunning. It sweeps people away. People get married on them. People get lost on them. What is it about a beach?
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head there and saying it is quite magical. And just the act of going for a swim, submerging yourself in the water, washing away all of the world's troubles, basking in the sun, tanning your skin, just relaxing and getting in touch with nature. I don't know. I love a beach myself.
It's very grounding. It's very grounding.
It is. But interestingly, votes are in for the world's best beaches. TripAdvisor's 2024 beaches list is in, and of the whole entire world, only one Australian beach made the cut. Can you guess which beach it is?
I can't. But Channel 9 reported this, and Forbes magazine reported this. This is big news for 24. Now, do we just go straight to our Australian beach that was the only one appeared in the top 10, or do you want to do a drum roll from number one and go down to it?
Well, first, let's just break the news. Let's just get it out there, which was Australia's only beach, and then we can go through the list. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, let's do it. And it is, who is it, Zant? Who is it? Who won Manly in Australia?
Manly Beach. Number seven and the only Australian beach to make the cut in the world's best beaches list.
Manly, it beat Bondi.
No, we beat you, Bondi.
So it's always been a bit of a sword fight between Manly and Bondi. Like, seriously, it has.
Oh, absolutely. Eastern suburbs versus northern beaches. There is... Your votes for Bondi, Luke. No, there's always been a bit of a bone of contention and that rivalry between the eastern suburbs and the northern beaches. And I think because we are such coastal towns, we both have our own little pockets of beauty. We're at other sides of Sydney, effectively. And there's always been just that competition between one another. But we beat you, Bondi. It's official.
We beat you, Bondi. Now let's talk about number one.
Number one on our
let's
list.
Talk about number one on our list. Bring up the list. Because the first thing when you hear top 10 beaches in the world, your first thing you hear is who's number one. And you wonder why. Sophie says Selamat datang.
Now, how do I bring this list up?
Do a little share screen. Share your screen, Zan.
I'm sharing.
Whoa.
So the average price to buy a property in Manly now is $4.2 million, up 8.3.
Massive. Who's number one? And number one is?
Oh,
look, there's Lisa. There's our one that we've got for sale.
I don't know if we've got the right website that we're looking up.
I sent you the wrong one, did I?
I think so.
Grab the other one. Oh, Mark let you down.
That's all right.
Oh, here we are.
Do we have it now?
Here it is. Number one beach in the world is
Praia de Felicia in Olo de Agua, Portugal. Let's remove
yeah, right.
Some
why? Cards. Can you make that a bit bigger?
Let's give it a
so
try.
So Portugal, you know what? Been to Portugal and probably one of the most famous, one of the most, like, most in my mind, one of the best places to go in the world. If you get to go there, amazing. Why is this place so good?
Well, you've got orange cliffs that plunge down into the beach. It is it's translated to cliff beach, and it's very hard to access as well. You've got some wooden stairs. It's very private, very secluded, and I would say that given the population around there, a lot of people are voting for that beach as well. But it does look magical. It's right on the coast there, as all beaches are, in what is a truly beautiful city as well.
Number two beach in the world?
We're going into Italy. Now, I don't want to try and attempt to say these names because I feel like I
would
do
them. I'll say them.
Here we go.
Spiaggia dei Conigli in Endusa, Italy.
Here's a bit of an image of that beach. I'm just
so why is that? Why is that place so good?
Look at the color of that beach. That is just mesmerizing. It's stunning. It wouldn't surprise me why it made number two.
Looks like it. It looks like it'd be hard to get a beer there.
Well, perfect for snorkeling, for kayaking, for having a swim in a beach.
It is beautiful.
Doesn't look like there are any waves there. It's just a spot to chill out and hang out at.
What a title to have, number one or number two beach in the world. Number three?
We're going in to San Sebastian in Spain. La Concha Beach.
Of course we are.
And
just when you say these beaches, it is just... Well, imagine just going to the top 10 beaches in the world and putting that on your bucket list. That's cool. So where's this?
We're in Spain now, in San Sebastian, Donostia.
Wow.
And again, that just looks beautiful. There is not one thing that I would change about that image.
Nah, little island, very
then
cool.
Then number four, we're going to Hawaii.
I'm sorry, but when I think of best beach in the world, that's the photo that I think about. Like, I know the other ones are dramatic and beautiful, but they're often rocky. There's nothing around. I like this. This is the beach that I like.
Do you know what? I'm a fan of that too. I like waves. When I go to the beach,
golden
I don't
sand.
Want just flat water. I want, the golden sand, the waves, the beach, a bar close by. Number five, we're moving in to Turks and Caicos. Kaikos.
Wow. And where's that?
Turks and Caicos.
Number five beach in the world. So where
number
is it?
Number five. And again, flat, still waters, crisp blue, aquamarine color.
Yeah.
Umbrella City down there, just a huge stretch of gorgeous beach.
Calm waters, Charlie sunset, beautiful beach. I don't even know where that place is.
Neither do I. Number six, Anzio on Praslin Island in the Seychelles.
She sells seashells by the seashore. That is a cool beach. So look how small this beach is, and this is number six in the world. That's cool. How do they find that to get that on number six in the world? So tell us about it.
Tell us about it. Well, you've got coconut palms, smoothed over granite boulders. It's its own little secluded beach. And again, you've just got that extreme privacy, quite an intimate looking beach. Where it's serious.
Are they in the nude?
In
the nude, those
well,
people?
I hope that they are. I hope that they're taking advantage of that seclusion and just making love on a private beach.
Yeah, well, you'd sort of want a top 10 beaches in the world. That, you know, you'd sort of want a, yeah, okay. Number seven, that's a rubbish photo. That's a rubbish photo.
That's an awful photo to highlight what is number seven beach in the world. But Manly, I mean, what a beautiful location. You've got access, easy access into the city. You're still outside of that hustle and bustle. You've got shops, transport, restaurants, cafes all close by. And there are so many pockets of Manly Beach to love. You've got the snorkeling that happens over at Shelley Beach. It's an easy stroll into Manly Beach for more of the wave scene. Beautiful.
And I do have to say, for people that don't know, it's brother and sister beaches just get better and better and all have different personalities. And I do think over Bondi, Bondi's brothers and sisters beaches are not like the Northern Beach Manly's brother and sister beaches. So I think that makes a difference, that when you're coming to visit Manly, you can head north and see so many different styles of amazing beaches. Not that
No, well, the whole Northern Beaches coastline is just, we're not stuck on choice for beautiful beaches, that's for sure.
Luke reckons Bondi is still better than all these beaches,
okay,
you know.
I'd like to know how, Luke. How is Bondi Beach better than Manly? But what a feat. When you compare Manly to all of these other European top beaches that are coming in there, that's huge news. And do you think that will continue to translate to property prices in Manly, Mark?
How can it not? How can it not? I think tying it back to our beautiful Northern Beaches and real estate prices, I don't think it cannot have a really, really, really positive effect. So well done to Manly. Well done to the residents of Manly and the Northern Beaches. Luke, I'm sorry. Manly's a few, but, you know, Bondi's not on the top 10 even. It's Manly. And that's great news. As reported by Forbes, as reported by Channel 9, as reported by TripAdvisor, Manly, 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 oi, oi, oi.
I love it. Congrats, Manly and the Northern Beaches. Better luck next year, Bondi. And there's still a month or so to make the most of the beautiful weather down in Manly. So we'll see you all there.
See you there. Get to Manly Beach, everyone. Love you. See you. Bye. Thank you, Zan. Bye-bye.